Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Alex Hales' tremendous 61 ball 94 to earn England a share of the 2020 series against Australia in the second match at Chesterley Street. All of the England top order made decisive contributions. It was Hales' effort that was the main reason they reached a formidable 195 for 5. David Warner then struck 53 off 42 balls for Australia at the start of their run chase. He was given the freshest little support. They finished up well short, 168 for 9. Michael Lum and Hales shared a brutal opening stand with 111 in 68 balls, for George Bailey won the toss and chosen to insert England. Lum clubbed 7 boundaries during his 43 off 27 balls, before giving Fawad Ahmed the first of his 3 wickets. A series that started so promising for Zimbabwe, the win Tuesday's opening one international, is ended with a huge defeat and the threat of yet another player strike. Pakistan completed the series win with an emphatic 108-run win in today's third and final ODI. The match was almost an afterthought, as questions around the likelihood of the subsequent test series taking place and the forthcoming tour by Sri Lanka happening at all swirled around. Mizbal Haq led Pakistan to a promising total of 260 for 6 if they had been asked to bat. Omin Nasir Jamshed and Ahmed Shazed added 66, with Umar Amin and Sarfraz Ahmed then providing Mizbal with support. Zimbabwe then floundered in their run chase. Only 4 men reached double figures as they were bundled out for 152, with Mohammed Hafeez, Syed Ajmal Abdulrahman each having themselves a brace of wickets. England women celebrated their regaining of the urn on Thursday by winning the final match in series Ashes series today at Chesterley Street. Australia rounded off their disappointing tour of England with a poor batting performance. They were held 91 for 7 from their 20 overs. England then recovered from a poor start to their run chase, winning by 7 wickets with 22 balls to spare. Lydia Greenway and Natalie Sither were the batting stars, adding unbroken 78 for the 4th wicket after their side had slipped to 14 for 3. Greenway followed up her record-breaking exploits 2 days ago by finishing on 35 or 34 balls, while Sither continued her impressive series by top scoring with 37 or 44 balls. And Martin Guptill has been ruled out of New Zealand's tour to Bangladesh in October, deciding to undergo surgery on a troublesome right ankle. Guptill had been carrying the injury for the past year, according to New Zealand physio Paul Close, who has now been advised surgery. Guptill also picked up a finger injury whilst playing in the Caribbean Premier League, which is expected to take up to 5 weeks to mend. New Zealand's test squad for their tour Bangladesh will be announced on the 6th of September.